All right, what up, people? It's me. It's your boy, Eddie Mo for show, aka Obtuse, aka Chub Rock, aka Gordo, aka You Gonna Eat That, aka He Who Eats, aka To the Last Bite, aka I take all you can eat as a challenge. AKA the restaurant closer. AKA oh fuck, we gonna be busy tonight. AKA what's the special? AKA, I don't know, I'm running out of fucking fat jokes. I don't know. It's Eddie. God damn it. It's been too long. The last time I recorded was fucking October. And there's kind of a good reason and kind of not a good reason why I haven't recorded in so long. So I'm gonna go ahead and explain that shit to you guys. So here we go. Mom. Dad. Bingo. Fucking Bluey. Y'all watch that show, Bluey? It's a kid show. It's fucking great, dude. It's like it's like the best fucking kid show ever on the planet. Like, I don't know how to explain how good this goddamn show is. Nah, it's been too long, guys. I've been sorry for the delay in recording to all fucking 10 of y'all that listen. Or however many of y'all it is, I don't really know. Everybody that listens, I love you guys. Even if it's just fucking me, Jacob, and friends and family, that's all good. I don't care. We're not in it for the money. That's why we don't make no money off of this shit. Anywho. Yeah. That song that I just sang was from a TV show called Bluey. And the only reason I know about that fucking TV show is because I watch my niece and my nephew a lot. And my niece in particular, when my brother and my sister-in-law leave, she gets upset. She starts crying. She starts screaming her little head off. And then I put on Bluey. And she just chills the fuck out. And it's a show from Australia. And it's a great fucking show. Like, you know how, like, little kids shows, if you're an adult watching them, they're kind of boring. And you're just like, fuck, like, I don't want to watch this shit. But it calms the kids down. So I'll just, like, be on my phone. Or, you know, you're on your phone or you're doing something else. This show, like, sometimes I'll be watching it with them. Because this show has, like, little hidden fucking adult jokes in it. And I fucking love it. So, like, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I just want to start off with that. Fucking, if you have kids, show them. You probably have already seen Bluey. If not, I recommend it. If you don't have kids, then, don't worry about it. I fucking missed you guys. I miss doing this bullshit. It's so fucking, like, weirdly therapeutic. Oh, can I hear these fucking... I can't have no silence in this fucking house. Anyway, you might hear my sister and my niece in the background here and there. I'm sorry. I apologize. They're fucking animals. But anyway, sorry, guys. It's been too long. I've been meaning to record, but, like, I just couldn't. I mean, I could, but I don't know. Yeah, and it's weird because I love doing this shit. Once I start doing it, I can't stop. It's hard for me to stop, but, like, it's just like I want it to be good. So like I'll say like, okay, I'm gonna record today, but then I'll be like, I don't have anything to talk about. Fuck, it's gonna be boring. But then sometimes when I don't have anything to talk about, I just pull shit out of my ass and it ends up working. So here we go. But yeah, I'm gonna kind of explain why I haven't recorded in a while. So this episode shouldn't be too long. It's gonna be real quick. But basically what happened was, I'm gonna kind of get all serious on you guys for a sec. In November, like in the middle of November, I went to the hospital because, like, I was getting tired super fucking fast. Like, when I say super fast, I mean fast. Like, getting up from my room, walking to the bathroom would get me winded. Like, I would be like, like, I fucking, like, you would think I jogged around the block or some shit. So, I went to the hospital. As soon as I got there, like when I signed, when I was filling out paperwork and shit, the lady put one of those things on my finger, you know, that reads your oxygen levels. And she's all like, do you normally walk around with an oxygen tank? And I was like, no. And she goes, cause you need oxygen. And I was like, really? And she goes, yes. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, hold on, we're going to get you an oxygen tank because your oxygen is way low. So they went and brought me out one of those green oxygen tanks, like the ones that you see like old people with, and I had the hose in my nose. And they were like, okay, your oxygen, so like a normal person's oxygen level should always be like 95 or above, you know. And I was like, okay, well, what was mine? They're like 70. And I was like, oh shit. So your boy's walking around fucking like mostly breathing. My body's not getting enough oxygen, so that's why I was always lethargic and shit. So we go inside. Doctor does, you know, they take my blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, okay, you're not breathing properly, so your body's not getting enough oxygen. You have diabetes, which, you know, I didn't know I had diabetes, but I'm not shocked I have diabetes. So, yeah, your boy has diabetes now. But then the doctor told me that when they did my blood test, they were like, you have, I should have looked it up before I started recording. Damn it. Fuck it. I'm not a doctor, so I don't need to really know what it is. If anyone wants to know, y'all can just hit me up on social media and I'll look for it and I'll tell y'all. Or maybe I can like, I'll tell Jacob to like sneak it in somewhere when he edits this. But basically there's a type of protein. I had too much of that shit in my blood. And I was like, well, how do you get that in your blood? And they said, you shouldn't have any of it. You should have very little, if any, in your blood. And usually the only reason you have any of this protein in your blood is if you have a heart attack. let's add it up. I wasn't breathing properly. One, had diabetes, wasn't doing anything about it. Two, and my heart was slowly failing. So, yeah. So I had to stay in the hospital for like a fucking week. Almost 2 weeks. Like, almost a little longer. And that fucking sucked. And even while I was in the hospital, apparently I almost had a stroke. Because I have sleep apnea. That's another thing. That's why I'm not getting enough oxygen. If you don't know what sleep apnea is, that just means you snore a lot when you fucking sleep and you just can't breathe. And sometimes you start choking in the middle of the night. You're just, you're just choking on nothing. Your body just doesn't want to breathe. Your body, basically your lungs are trying to strangle you for no reason. But it only happens when you sleep. But anyway, so I have sleep apnea, and they had me on what's called a CPAP machine, which is basically just a hose in your fucking mouth that's just constantly just blowing air into your fucking face. So it's just always just like all the fucking time. I hated it. Like the first 2 days, they made me wear it the whole time. Like I couldn't take. Normally you're supposed to just wear it when you're asleep, Nah, like the first day, they made me wear it like all day. And like, that shit dries the fuck out of your mouth. But anyway, like one of the first couple nights I was there, man, I can only remember it in flashes. I just remember like a bunch of all the nurses. There was like three or four nurse staff around me. I could hear the machine going off. And the head nurse was like, Mr. Moreno, you need to talk. Like, we need to talk because we think you might be having a stroke or a seizure. We need you to talk. And my mouth was so dry from the fucking CPAP machine. And I had a headache and like all the lights, and it was just bothering me. And I could hear everybody talking, and like the main nurse was trying to get everybody to shut up. So she's like, stop, everybody stop. Like, Mr. Moreno, like, can you hear me? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, I need you to answer questions. Like, I was like, okay. And she's like, can you, like, I need you to identify something about yourself. Can you say anything about yourself? Can you say anything at all? Like, and, you know, I was able to, she answered me my name and where I was. And I answered all those questions. And she's like, okay. And she's like, okay, he's doing good, blah, 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 blah. Well, apparently they asked me those same questions before, and they asked me what my name was, and I told them Mark. Like, what's your name? And I was like, Mark. Which I don't remember saying that at all, but the nurse said that she asked me my name, and I said Mark, and then I just was like in a weird state of between being conscious and passing out. So yeah, apparently while I was in the hospital, I almost had a stroke. All right, so yeah, this podcast is so much fun, isn't it, guys? Like, fuck, you're like, damn, Eddie, you're a fat fuck because you have diabetes and you can't breathe, and you almost died, bro. You almost had a stroke. Yeah, I did. You know what it is though? It's because I was being Mexican about it. And before anyone gets offended, let me explain what I mean. Like, old school Mexicans, especially like grandpas and shit. You know, if you're Mexican, you know what I'm talking about. They don't want to go to the hospital. They don't. Like, everybody has an uncle or a grandpa, or it could be your fucking dad, your daddy. Like, it doesn't matter what happens, he could fucking break every bone in his body, and they'll be like, okay, we need to go to the hospital. And be like, nah, fuck that, I ain't going to the hospital. Like, my own father, like, my dad has military insurance. You know, he rarely has to pay for anything when he goes to the hospital. Like, most of the time, he don't pay for shit. And he's like, fuck that, I ain't going to the hospital. So that's kind of how I was taking it, but then when you get winded walking from your room to another room, that's kind of scary. That's kind of hard to ignore. So if I had gone to the hospital maybe like a month before, when I was first started feeling lethargic, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. But because I waited to that point, that's why it was so fucking bad. But anyway, back to being at the hospital. Yeah, guys, like, I was in the hospital. They put me on a bunch of meds. They had me do a sleep study. They had me do an MRI, which fucking sucks. I don't know if you've ever done an MRI. That shit's scary as hell. It's just a big old... they had me do two MRIs. The regular one was just a giant fucking tube that you lay on a fucking bed, and then it slowly puts you in there. You can't have anything metal around you because it's essentially a giant magnet, and it just shoots fucking electricity into your head or whatever the fuck it does. I don't really know what it does. And they look at your brain, they're like, stuff. And then there's another one, which is a smaller one, where they brought into my room, and they were like, okay, we're gonna light it up with your bed, and then all you have to do is just kind of like lay back into it. And that shit, I never realized how claustrophobic I am until I did that. That shit's terrifying. Because it's basically just two big ass blocks of metal with wires on both ends and tubes and all kinds of shit. And you're supposed to just put your head in between those two big-ass slabs of metal. And you just keep sliding your head in between them until you reach like a little cap, like a little helmet, I guess. And then once you're there, they're like, okay, now you just got to sit there for fucking 7 minutes. And like the one block of metal is behind the back of your head. The other block of metal is like right in front of your fucking face. Like it's like, it was like pushing on my nose. And you can't move. You can't move up or down. You can't move your head up or down. You have to just keep your head just there. Oh my God. It's the longest fucking 7 minutes of my fucking life. The whole time I was panicking because I was like, oh my God. Like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And they're like, you're doing so good, Mr. Moreno. It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. They even gave me some meds to help me fucking deal with like my claustrophobia. Like, here, like, we're going to give you some pills that'll calm you down. I'm like, okay, cool. And even then, I was still like, fucking, like, fuck this shit. I don't like it. I hate it. So, yeah, claustrophobia is real. But, okay, so brain scans are normal. Everything's good. But, yeah, they did say that my heart's kind of fucked. My lungs are kind of fucked. Like I said, I have diabetes, so I'm going to have to deal with that. So, when I got out of the hospital, it was just like November. It was like before Thanksgiving, but like not much before Thanksgiving. I didn't do shit for Thanksgiving, obvi. So, got out of the hospital, you know, stayed home, recovered. And then my job just called me and they're like, hey, you're at the hospital now, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure when I can go back to work. I'm going to ask my doctor when they think it'd be a good time for me to go back to work. I want to go back as soon as I can. And my job was like, oh, well, we're going to go ahead and let you go. Like, ain't that a bitch? And I was like, are you fucking serious? And they're like, yeah, we're going to let you go. We kept you on. We were going to, according to them, these motherfuckers were going to fire me before I got sick. They just never got down to it. So they waited till after I got sick to fire my ass. But they waited to be nice to me. They waited till I was discharged from the hospital. So that way my insurance can pay for the hospital. And they're like, okay, so your insurance covered the hospital. Now that you're discharged from the hospital, go fuck yourself. Not counting the fact that I was supposed to go to like fucking physical therapy and all this other shit, but now I wasn't able to go because fuck me, right? You know what I'm saying? But whatever, you know, it is what it is. I was a good employee, but I wasn't the best employee. So, I mean, I did my work, but I was late a lot, but whatever. I'm not gonna lie though. If they let me go back to that place, I would. if they're like, you can reapply, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's do this. That was a good job. It was easy as fuck. Anywho, they let me go. So for now, I'm act like I'm bitter and beat and say fuck them. Fuck y'all. But take me back though. Damn. What else can I tell y'all? But yeah. Your boy's just had a lot of health issues. I'm still kind of dealing with them. I'm trying to lose weight, trying to stay healthy, trying to not die, trying to keep a positive outlook. You know, that's the main thing. You got to try to keep like negative thoughts from creeping in. For the most part, I've done that. Like, I've kept from myself from getting depressed about it. It still sucks though, because like I need to lose weight and I am trying to lose weight, but I still, because of my lungs and my heart being the way they are, I don't get tired as I used to when I went to the hospital, but I still get tired like really fucking fast. Like, let me give you guys an example. Like going to the grocery store. Going to the grocery store, walking around the grocery store. Like, if we're getting just a few things, I'm cool. But if we're getting, like, a full cart of groceries, I'm not going. I'll let my brother and my sister-in-law handle that. Because at some point, I'm gonna get tired and like, not just like tired, but like I'm gonna have to like sit down and like fucking take a break. You know what I'm saying? Because like my legs are gonna hurt. So, I don't know. But hey, I'll get through it, you guys. I'll get through it a couple months, hopefully in a couple months, if I just keep on at it. I'll go back to being able to party. That's one thing I miss. I miss hanging out with my friends and going to parties and shit. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, I used to take pride in the fact that I was a fat guy who dances. Because a lot of y'all, if y'all got fat friends, or if you are the fat guy or fat girl in your group, you probably know that big people don't dance. I do. Or at least I did, but I'll get back to it. So yeah, that's why we haven't recorded. Because, I mean, sure, Jacob probably could have recorded. He could have made like his own little solo thing, but he's got his own stuff going on right now, and I'm not gonna, throw his business out there. But yeah, hopefully we're gonna get more on a more routine schedule moving forward. I do want to bring back Gabe, fucking Gaby baby. So people that have listened to when it's me and Gabe talking, or people say it's pretty funny. I listen back to it. It usually it is. Hopefully we can get Cup on whenever he has time, or if he maybe he'll do his own solo thing, or maybe me and him could do something. Like fuck. I've been trying to get in that motherfucker's face for a couple weeks now. But he's just so fucking busy with his life, and I can't fault him for that, you know? It is what it is. That's the life of being engaged. That's what it's like having your life partner. Don't even got a life partner, so can't talk shit. But yeah, I missed you fuckers. Hopefully this wasn't too serious. I hope I didn't bum any of y'all out. If I did, I'm sorry. That's not what my intention was. But yeah, I'm gonna come back, We're gonna do same old shit that we always do. We're gonna talk about video games, we're gonna talk about movies, talk about bullshit going on. But for now, I just wanted to explain to you guys like what happened. What happened with me. Cause y'all my friends and family. Also, this is therapeutic. I'm getting it off my chest. So, thanks for that. Thanks for that, guys. You guys are like free therapy. Let me know what you guys. In fact, you guys are like free therapy. In fact, you know what? Let me know what you guys think I should do. If you got any ideas, any meditations, or just anything you think I should do, like to help cope with stress or help lose weight. That's another thing you guys can help me with. But this is going too long. I'm gonna cut it off now. But yeah, sorry for not recording. I just, like I said, I just had a lot of health issues that happened. But I'm doing better now. And hopefully we'll be recording again. Oh, yeah. Fuck. There it is. There's my fucking stutter. Hopefully we'll be recording again soon, like on a more regular schedule. All right, y'all. Much love and peace. Skibidi bop. Bye bye.